Previously, Beyond Gilead.
I haven't heard a word from Tiffany for almost 2 weeks now.
She won't return my calls either. I don't know if she's just deleting my messages or what.
Mom, just ask Jesus to be your Lord.
Jesus, you're in charge now.
We're under protective watch 24/7 until the trial's over.
Randy, I can't do this anymore.
I know, babe. I know.
It stinks. I'm here in this house, and there are always people watching us and everything. It's an invasion of my privacy.
Honey, you were kidnapped. Aren't the people watching you for your own protection?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, I want you safe for me, so put up with it for a little while longer.
Can I see you? Can you come home? Randy?
I'm here. I don't know, Tiffany.
Oh, please. Please.
Okay, I'll talk to Mom and Dad. No promises, but I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I understand. Well, if I find out anything else, I'll give you a call. Hmm? Now, thanks so much. Bye. Wow, this is just
hey,
so much.
Hey, I'm going outside to play some hoops. Want to throw a few shots?
Oh, Hope. I'd love to, but right now I'm in the middle of some very important things, honey. Can I take a rain check? Yeah?
Sure. I'll go see if I can find Mike or Tim.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, and Hope.
Yeah?
This weekend, you and me, one-on-one. How about Saturday morning?
Yeah!
All right. Hey, put it on the calendar downstairs in the kitchen so I don't forget.
Oh, I'll go right now.
All right, sounds good.
Whoa, slow down there, Hope. Don't want a train wreck in the hallway.
Okay, sorry.
What's gotten into her?
A date for basketball, Saturday morning, just Hope and me.
I see. Well, that's good. You might need the stress reliever. Are you still working on this investigation into Tom's death?
Yes. I have all these pieces, but I haven't figured out how they go together yet. I'm sure it's there. I just can't find the connection.
You'll find it. You've been working so hard on it. Maybe what you need is to take a break and walk away for a while.
Maybe. I don't know. But, Mary, there's something there.
I know, John. It's too coincidental.
Exactly.
But you know what I think you need right now?
What?
A nice lunch date with your wife at the Sunrise Grill.
Oh, let me see. Is that a hint?
Uh-huh, it is. I already called ahead. There will be coffee waiting for us, and they have your favorite pie.
Oh, well, okay. You don't have to twist my arm, then.
Let's go, Perry Mason. You can come back to this later.
Perry Mason. Hey, I kind of like that.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have said it.
This lunch is going to be so good. I'm sick of Mom trying to cook.
Yeah, that's not really one of her talents, is it?
No. And I'm so sick of fast food.
Yeah. What did you order?
A bacon cheeseburger and fries.
Tiffany, isn't that fast food?
What?
A burger and fries?
No way! Sunrise Grill burgers are not fast food.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. Hurry up!
I can't run the light, Tiffany.
I guess not. We don't need any more trouble in the Richter house, do we?
No, we sure don't. How are you doing, Tiffany? Really?
I'm okay, I guess. I'm ready for this to be over.
Me too.
I have a message from Dad.
What?
No, I don't mean like some from beyond message or anything. I just mean like he called me a lot right before he died. I didn't pick up. I just kept letting it go to voicemail. So he left a message right before he died.
And?
And what? I haven't listened to it.
Why not?
It's okay,
but Tiffany, you may want to do that. If you don't,
Well, you'll always be left to wonder, and that's not good for anyone.
I know.
So, tell me what you have so far.
All right. Now, here's what's suspicious. Antonio from the restaurant completely disappeared right after Tom's death.
Right.
And then the ginger ale meant for Monica. It still seems like Tom must have been poisoned. But the coroner insists that Tom's death was natural. And the threats against Monica and the kids, just too eerie. Based on Bill Mincer's words at the funeral, especially in light of the recent attacks on them. You see, everything I have is just a lot of loose ends, really.
You know, John, maybe it's not up to you to solve this big case, but to help put the pieces together for someone else.
Yeah, I've thought about that. Maybe that is the case. So what time is Justin due home?
We're supposed to meet his train tonight at 7:35. And Brooke will be here tomorrow.
It'll be nice to have everyone home.
Oh, I agree. I'm struggling a little with the reasons they're coming home, John. Now, Justin being in the middle of this case bothers me.
His statement is important. I mean, he found some really great information at Piece of Heaven.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic that he's standing up, doing the right thing with it. Yeah, don't worry, God will watch over him.
I know. He's doing a great thing. And so is Brooke. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that letting her go is going to be easy.
It's a semester abroad. And she'll be home by summer. Hey, Peru is going to be good for her.
She has been missing it. Right. It's amazing how God opens up doors when we least expect it.
Yep. It's always awe-inspiring to watch how he just pulls things together.
Yeah.
You know what else is amazing?
What?
This pie. I mean, seriously, has it always been this good? I mean, I know it's good, but today it tastes fabulous.
I think you say that every time.
Oh, well, maybe. But this time, I really do mean it.
Well, give me a bite then.
I know I have a message. It's not new. I just... Okay. I can do this.
Enter password, then press pound.
Yeah.
Thank you. You have 8 saved messages. You have 1 new message. Press 1 to listen to your new messages.
Hey, Tiffany. It's your dad.
Oh.
You probably know I've been trying to get in touch with you for a while now. I'm sorry I keep missing.
Don't think so. Not now.
So, Maya, how's your tutoring going? What are you working on now?
It's the same stuff you guys are doing, Anna. I just do it all with one teacher. I'm keeping up.
Is it weird not being in school?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think it'd be fun and stuff, but it's not so much. I miss seeing everyone. I'm really glad you guys came over today. It's the first time I feel normal, you know?
By the way, Mike said to say hi, Maya.
Yeah, why couldn't he come over?
I think Coach called an emergency practice to get them ready for Friday's big game against the Patriots.
Hey, throw the ball over here, Tim. See if you can make it past those bushes.
All right.
How is everyone, Maya? I mean, your mom? Is it really different?
Everyone's good. Yeah, it's different. Now that Mom's a Christian, things are a little weird. I wish Dad could have seen this. He would have been so happy. Even with all the legal stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, is Caleb planning to get married soon?
I don't know. We've talked a little bit about it. I mean, I know they're not going to wait a really long time, but I think Caleb wants to wait until some of this mess is over.
How exciting! You'll be in the wedding, too! That's so cool!
Yep. New dress and shoes and fancy hair. Right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany's probably really loving that.
Tiffany's different. She's got a lot of her own things going on, too.
I thought you said she was back here.
She is, but she's still spending a lot of time with the Brodskys. It's weird. I don't think it's good for her.
Maybe she just needs a little time.
Yeah, maybe. I hope that's all it is.
Hey, Hope, move over a little. See if you can catch this one.
Of course I can. can. Let me have it.
Whoa, Tim, careful. It's not like playing catch with Mike.
All right.
Hey, I did it. Woohoo!
Good job.
Good job.
I'll get working on those cinnamon rolls. We'll send over a big pan.
Tiffany,
of them. Enough for everyone.
Sorry.
I'm finishing up. That's too much. You don't have to do that.
Oh, of course I do. Now, you look forward to getting it. Take care of yourself, and I'll call again later to check on you.
Thanks, Mrs. B. I'll talk to you later.
Mrs. Brodsky?
Yes, she's sending cinnamon rolls for all of us.
Oh, that's nice.
She is nice.
Tiffany, I've been meaning to talk to you. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. It's not like I've got anywhere else to be.
I'm sorry about all of this, Tiffany. I really am. I never meant for it to be like this.
I know, Mom. I do.
I'm concerned for you, Tiffany. I know it's hard going through all of this, and I don't even begin to understand how hard for someone at your age. I'm so sorry. I wish I could fix it all.
But you can't. It's too big.
I know. Thankfully, I have a relationship with God now. I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't gotten...
Oh, give it up, Mother. Really? You used to make fun of Dad all the time for his beliefs. And now you're saying what? He was right?
He was right. Your dad knew, Tiffany. He knew. And he was praying that we'd come to understand that. I wish I had learned this before he died, but I can share it with you.
I don't think what you've learned is going to help me much, Mom. Really, I'm not the one who is in danger of going to jail here.
No, you're not. But you can see how much God has changed my life.
Can I? You're still in trouble, and we still have these people following us everywhere, and I don't see a whole lot of changes around here. Except that I don't have a dad anymore, and that's about it.
Oh, Tiffany, please don't be like this. This is your chance. It's so important. If I had known these things earlier in my life, at your age, everything would be so different, so much better. Having God in your life makes...
Mom, do you hear yourself? This is what Dad used to do, and you hated it. You mocked him all the time. Now you expect me to listen to the same thing? Oh, give me a break!
Tiffany, please, if you just listen...
I listened for a long time, Mom. I did. And now I'm tired of listening to everyone tell me what I have to do. I'm going for a walk.
God, help me. I finally understand, and now are all the chances gone? God, please give me another chance.
What's the special occasion?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't make cinnamon rolls every day.
No, you're right, I don't. These are for Tiffany. A poor thing, all locked up in her house.
For her own protection.
Yes, but she's still a young girl. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
It's a good thing Randy's coming home this weekend. That'll be a big help to her.
Randy's coming home this weekend?
Oh, yes, yes. Tiffany talked to him about this and asked him to come back. He was really upset at her state of mind. Uh-oh, I know that home. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that this mess is starting to affect a lot more people than just the Richters. Maybe it's time to think about getting Randy out of here for a while, at least until things blow over.
Well, I thought that was why we had him go to school away from here.
Yes, but now with Tiffany's involvement...
What are you thinking?
I was asked today about the new international branch we're looking at starting.
Oh, yes, yes. I was just talking with Sarah Vickers about that the other day. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yes, well, we've been asked to send a representative to get things going. I was going to talk to Bill Mincer about it, but maybe it's time for Randy to step up and take some more responsibility.
Oh, honey, really?
I wasn't much older than him when I started working at my first branch, and he's already so much further ahead than I was.
Yes. Well, it's perfect. I love it. Oh, he's going to be so excited when we tell him. Well, both of them are.
Indeed. Yes, I think that's the perfect solution. Gets both Tiffany and Randy out of here and solves our new branch issue as well. Also, it sets up our son and his companion as leaders of the next generation. Oh, I like it.
Oh, yes.
What would happen if Gilead went off the air?
Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You can join the Morrison family when you support Keys for Kids Ministries. Every gift helps reach kids, teens, and families with the chance to hear the gospel all around the globe. Faithful donors like you make sure the Morrisons can go on the air throughout the world when you begin a monthly donation of $10 or more at keysforkids.net and tap Donate in the menu.
This stuff is a little crazy. I'm still here. I know things are, well, a little out of control. I understand that. And I know that you think that you need to get away. I understand that. Not happy with the way you've gone about it. But, honey, I get it.
Tiffany? Oh, were you on the phone? I can come back later.
No, it's all right. I was just listening to a message. So, what's up?
I just wanted to talk.
Oh, brother, not you too. Mom, Caleb, might have guessed you'd be next in line.
What's that mean?
Nothing. Ignore me. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Tiffany, I wish...
Oh, not you too with the wishing thing.
What?
Well, Mom was talking to me today and wishing all over the place. Wishing doesn't change anything, Maya, unless you're in some fairy tale. And this is very real.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that I wished I could love you the right way.
What?
I wish I could show you God's love for real, like I know it. I love you, Tiffany.
Just a sec. Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me. I'm in town. I've got great news for you. I'll be over in a few minutes.
Okay.
And Tiffany, don't forget to pack a bag. I'll pick you up.
All right. I've got to run. But Maya, I love you too. Thanks.
For what?
Not judging me. Just loving me.
Anytime, Tiffany. Anytime.
Oh, I can't forget that. Oh, stupid thing. The message is old, not new. Oh, maybe it's time for me to...
Hey, Tiffany, it's your dad. I've got to run now, honey, but hopefully I'll see you soon. I've missed you. Give me a call sometime. I'm always here. Love you. End of message. To save, press 1. To delete, press 2. Message saved.
Dad, why did you have to die? Why couldn't you be here? I need you, Daddy. I'm all alone. I don't know what to do. I need you.
Good evening, Mrs. Richter.
Randy.
I'm here to see Tiffany.
Oh, well, it's a little late, don't you think?
It's 9:00. How's that late? Besides, I just spoke with her on the phone.
Mom, was someone at the... Oh, hey, Randy.
See, I told you I heard the doorbell. Hey, Randy.
Caleb? Maya?
Tiffany's upstairs. You want me to go get her?
Yes.
No.
Randy!
Oh.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I have missed you.
Tiff, are you all right? You look like you've been crying.
I'm fine. Just fine.
Okay.
Especially now that Randy's here.
Tiffany, I don't think this is a good idea.
Mother, please.
I've got news for you, Tiffany. We're leaving.
What?
My parents have arranged everything. We're going away, out of here. No more guards, no more nosy family, just you and me.
Are you serious?
I forbid it, absolutely not. Tiffany Richter, you're staying right here.
She's over 18. She can do whatever she wants.
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Stop it. Everyone, stop. I can't think. I don't know.
Oh,
I...
Tiffany, darling.
Randy, get me out of here, please.
Okay, let's go.
I just can't take anymore.
Tiffany, oh, no.
Think about this.
Don't Tiffany, go. Please don't.
Goodbye.
Hey, Tiffany. It's your dad. You probably know I've been trying to get in touch with you for a while now. I'm sorry I keep missing you. I'm sure you're busy, I understand. I really do. You're at a time in your life when you have a lot going on, and sometimes that doesn't include dad or family. But I need you to know that I love you, and I care about you. And even when all this stuff is a little crazy, I'm still here. I know things are, well, a little out of control. I understand that. And I know that you think that you need to get away. I understand that. Not happy with the way you've gone about it. But, honey, I get it. And I want you to know that I'm not going anywhere. I only want what's best for you, Tiffany. You're my little girl. And I love you. More than words can say. No matter what happens, I'm here. No matter where you go or what you do, I'll always love you. Nothing can change that. Nothing. I'm always your dad. I've got to run now, honey, but hopefully I'll see you soon. I've missed you. Give me a call sometime. I'm always here. Love you.
End of message. To save, press 1. To delete, press 2. Message deleted. No more new messages.
Bye, Dad.
This is the final boarding call for flight number 1211.
Hey, babe, ready to go? Our flight's boarding now.
Yes. I'm ready. Let's go.
Well, she did it. Tiffany went with Randy out of the country to help start an international branch of Peace of Heaven. Sometimes it's hard to have those we love make decisions that we simply don't agree with, like when they choose something that will hurt them or isn't the best decision morally. So, what can we do when we see our friends do things like that? Well, I think the best thing to do is pray for them. Even after they make the decision like Tiffany did with Randy, it's important that we keep on praying. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, pray continually. So that means we can't give up lifting that person up to Jesus. And while you're praying, be sure you're really trusting God knows what he's doing. It's just like what Maya said. Even when things are crazy and you don't know why they're happening the way they are, you can trust that God has everything in his hands. Like when someone you know and love is making an unwise choice, you can be sure that God is still on his throne and isn't scared or surprised at all. As a matter of fact, he's perfectly in control. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Saving Messages, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Kel Olson. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm Zach. I'll see you right back here next time, Beyond Gilead.